Start your day at Terraway, Northwest London. Tuesday, Asorabatavis, 3rd of January. The Vaidichka Rebbe, Rabzalman Roth Shlita, Asorabatavis. If it doesn't fall on Shabbos, why mention it? This week's Terraway has been sponsored the Rafua Shleimah Shel Elio Ben Hendel Nerioi. She is Kel Rafua Shleimah Bekorah Besok Shor Chole Yisrael Omein.
Good morning. Yesterday I met a drumming. He told me, he asked me, what did the dying Englander speak about? So he said he spoke about double jump regarding Tevis. I'm also going to speak about double jump. However, I'm not too concerned because there's a verse in the Hashem HaKodesh which is brought down by the Shinobler in Mo'er 9, which he says, Hashem HaKodesh said, Toyas Hashem Temimu. So the word Temimu usually in the Torah means that it is whole, right? It doesn't have any blemishes. So in what way is the Torah whole? And Hashem HaKodesh said these words, Shelo nuga ba udama olam. 3,000 years of Torah and the surface hasn't been scratched. So the Torah is completely whole. We haven't even begun. And consequently, come out every noise in the Torah, there can be 1,000 sforim written on it and multiple shiurim given. There may be some overlap, but there's always something new to say in Torah. And specifically, was of course I lead into the point. Indeed, I want to talk about this, Likidim. The famous Abu Jam, which we'll come to in a minute. If it's not the Ge'er Lemaise, why does he mention it? So today, Asori B'Tavis, 2,445 years ago, the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar and Nechmuvel came to Yerushalayim and started laying siege to it. And then a year and a half, or 2.5 years later, depending on how we count, after they've surrounded the city, so finally, on the 17th of Tammuz, the Chaim of Yerushalayim was broken through. Then Tisha B'Av, unfortunately, the Samigdash was burnt. And a few months later, on Aleph Tishri, Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed. And already by the days of the Yevim Achronim, all these 4 days are mentioned as Yimaitanis, as it says in Pusik Zechariah, when it says Letoive, that the Tzayim HaRevi, which is to say the fourth month in Tammuz, the Tzema Chamishi, which is Tisha B'Av, and the Tzema Shvi, the seventh month, that is Yitzham Gedalia, and Tzema Asiri, which is where today, the tenth month, the Teves, from counting from Nisan, Yid the Susam, the Simchul, and Ma'adam Tovim, the Emma Zashul, and Bu'avi. It won't even become, but Karega, we have these 10 Isim. Now, from all these 10 Isim that we have, Yitzham Gedalia is always a Nitcha by its nature, and oftentimes can actually be a Nitcha by Nitcha when it falls on Shabbos. Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av are frequently kufol on Shabbos and Nitchim. However, Asur B'Tavis can never fall on Shabbos. Nevertheless, Tavadam writes that because the Novi Yecheskel says, "Vayid v'Hashem alai b'shuna ha'tshiis b'chodesh ha'asir b'usel ha'chodesh laimer," which is today, Hashem spoke to him on Asur B'Tavis, Benuda, "Ksav l'chus Hashem ha'yom hazeh es etzem ha'yom hazeh, sumach b'lechabu v'lech laim b'etzem ha'yom hazeh." We learn from Yom Kippur that it's nitche that if would have been on Shabbos, we'd have to fast on Shabbos itself. So he seems to say. Now, obviously, this is a very big chiddush because it's a very good gzar yeshuvah. But since when can we do gzar yeshuvah ourselves? We can't add the midas that toim dishes behem are limited to Chazal. It's not such an exceptional thing. I'll share with you a chiddush which I recently saw. There was a big gudel in Romania before the war. His name was Rebetzal Zev Shafran. I don't know if he was officially chief rabbi, but he was considered to be the highest halachic authority in Romania. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, the Suda Aish, met him, and he was very much taken by him. He said that he saw in him how a gudel of yesteryear would look like, the genius and the amkus and the tzitkus which came out of his face. And Rabbi Weinberg was a great writer, so there's a beautiful mamma that he wrote about him, which is printed in the Sefer Leprokim. He describes how taken he was by meeting this Rabbi Zalzev Shafran. And his Shiva cipher, unfortunately, is not well known enough. He has Gavaldik Chedishim there. For instance, he says that there's a famous question where the Chanukah Sabayis is a Seedless Mitzvah. Most take on, it's Israel to Seedless Mitzvah, but not Mechus Laretz. He says otherwise. And listen why, like he makes his own drash. The Prima Gudim writes, that whatever it says in the Nevi'im, Koy Umar Hashem, that's an upgraded tzivi. It's like almost close to a chiyav d'oraisa, chiyav d'rekabula. Because the Nevi is saying that I wish I told it to you. So does it matter whether Hashem tells it to us in the Torah or with the Nevi'im when it's given as a command? being that the Novi Yermi told Klal Yisrael, Koyomer Hashem, Veni Batim, Kini Yisudas, there's a tzivim we went to Gulas, that we shouldn't act like it's going to pass in one moment. Biman Kabbal the Gzair Sagulas. Make a certain permanence by accepting the Gzair of Hashem. Because he said Koyomer Hashem, it's a chiv. Every person has a chiv in Gulas to act as if we're here until the Abishah says otherwise. And therefore, buying a house of Chesed is a mitzvah, and a Chanik Sabayish is a Mitzvah. Mitzvah. And he says, this will become relevant in a moment because it's negated to us, that how do we know that Kvod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos is a Chiv close to the Raisa? Because the Nubi says, Kipi Hashem Dibar. Hashem told me to tell this to you. So therefore, the same is here, it's a Chiv Raisa. So this is the same style of Drash, where you sort of make up a new mitzvah based on Dushas Chazal. Of course, they have the authority to do so, but it's a Chiddush. And Taket, Rabbi Yosef says, when he brings down the Abudram, I don't know where the Abudram takes it from. And the Gosset Kir Kashan, the Rabbi Yosef is, he says, Loidati Minayin Loi. Mechvashtai, or Mechabagas the Kashan. The Chori, he could bring down. The Rashi says otherwise. It's the Rashi Megillah. Rashi mentions all the things which if they can be on time, you make it later. And Rashi says among them, Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, you make it on Sunday, not on Friday. Shabbos B'Tamas and Asur B'Tamas. Rashi mentioned this Mefedish. So besides for the Kashan Minayin Loi Zeh, why doesn't Rashi say, why doesn't the Rishonim say, and the Rishonim say otherwise? The Rambam says, Beferish otherwise. Even the Ibn Ezra, in the famous speech of the Ibn Ezra, Ke'eshmer Shabbos, which Sfaradim sing on Shabbos, he says, Alkan is anders boy, apin avoin of Usir, therefore to fast on Shabbos is not allowed. Levad me yom kippur avoini. So clearly, if the Ibn Ezra held like the Abu Jam, that in theory, Asur B'tavis Ibn Ezra Shabbos, why does he only single out Yom Kippur. Now, on Rashi itself, he confirms, and he says, now hold on a minute. You can say that Rashi talks during the time when it's not Muhammad, not Shulag, when the fast is not a chiv, but rather, if you want, you fast, if you don't fast, you don't fast. That's when Rashi is referring to that. Another way to find for Rashi is, Rashi is saying Pshat in the Gemude. During the Gemude, and certain times at Ba'al Viruvah, they were still fasting, they were still Masakim Daliach Alpi Ariyim. And therefore, it was still possible for it to fall on Shabbos. So Rashi says, it could have been Itchi in theory. Masha'ai Kibas, B'chamat Legam. But nevertheless, the Kasha is a Kasha. I also found the Kasha the Choy Yerushalmi, which shows not like the Abu Dram. Nishkarai Mechrachas. It says in Yerushalmi, the Psimon told those who make Daliach, do your best to make sure that Yerushalmi doesn't fall on Shabbos, nor does the Shana Rabbah fall on Shabbos. Indicating the Chorer, that there wouldn't be problems with the B'tayvus. Oh, but it's not Mechach. Besides Shani, we have a riot to the words of Adam from the Gemurah, that the Samar brings down. Then Ayrev in the Gemurah says, a person who makes a Tanis Yuchud, and he stands in Erev Shabbos, should be mashlim the Tanis or not. Says the Samar, why does he give an example of a Tanis Yuchud? Talk about a Surah B'tavis, which falls Erev Shabbos. Elamai, if he held a Surah B'tavis, which falls on Shabbos Yedekha Shabbos, avada the Erev Shabbos Yimash until the end. So a Surah B'tavis couldn't be a good example to ask the Kasha whether a Tanis Erev Shabbos, you go till the very end, or you eat something before Shabbos, and he has to give an example of a Tanis Yuchud and not of a Tanis Tzimri. Before we come to the main Kasha, I'll just point out to say, there's a Chiddush. I saw it in a Busha Vaisa cipher, but afterwards I found that Eloy Lu, this Eretz Chivda, says the exact same thing. And they argue like this, because of all these kashas. Let's look at the Lushan da Abadam. He says like this. V'afilo yichol b'shabes, lehoi yichoyim litchoy sulo yom achar, we couldn't push off another day, that she neymah boi be'itzam ha'yom hazeh, kemah b'kipirim. He does not say, fast on Shabbos. He says, you cannot push it off. What does that mean? If you have Tisha B'Av which is Chal on Shabbos, so you cannot fast on Shabbos, so therefore it gets pushed off to Sunday. If Asurim B'Tavis falls on Shabbos, we could argue that B'Dam is saying, being that it can only be Yom HaZeh, therefore there's no point in pushing it off. And there's no Asurim B'Tavis at all such a year. So he's not implying that one should fast on Shabbos. He's rather saying that there's no mechanism for pushing off this fast. For other fasts, there is a way to push it off. This one, we can't push it this. So he never said ever you should fast. You cannot be doing it. Like I said, this is a minority opinion. Most achronim will bring down the Abu Dam, even the Abu Yosef himself, as mashma that he holds that this matters. Okay, this is the Hagdama. Now we come to our question. I used to learn in Mechon Leruah in Mansi. Mechon Leruah have halacha hotline, which is open 24 hours a day, 845 halacha, H-A-L-C-H-A. And when you call that hotline 24 hours a day, there's a dayan who answers the phone call. A rotation of five dayunim, it goes, one doesn't answer, the other one doesn't answer. And one of the main dayunim who answered, his name is Ramat Chababad, and he said to me, you'd be surprised how many people call up at 2 o'clock in the morning with theoretical questions. If someone is bar mitzvah on a year like Shmita, and his father isn't there, and he takes the mitzvah to Eretz Yisrael, can you use fruit of Shmita and send it back to his mother in Chutz Laaretz? 4 o'clock in the morning, you have nothing better to ask than a question which is not the guy to you, and maybe in a guy 4 years' time. But as I mentioned, they're so used to for the culture that if something's open 24 hours, you might as well make use of it. And it says about often that in the first moment he's quite annoyed, but then he's so excited and delighted that the question is not like life and death, because usually 4 o'clock in the morning question we think that he is moichel and for the kasha for the person who wants to know theoretically what would happen if Yom Kippur fell on a Monday, you know. But the thing is this, you know, in Achronim we find oftentimes Pilpilim, which the purpose of it is sort of to figure out the theory of it. By giving an example, so this is a famous question from the Mechas Chinuch. It talks about, imagine if two children come, the bar mitzvah will be, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and they're mind that they saw the moon, and therefore now it's Chodesh. But you mekabel the Eidus or not? If you mekabel the Eidus, therefore they now become a Gedolim. But if you're not mekabel the Eidus, then therefore they're not going to be Mayit. So it's like sort of seems to be like a cycle. Where do I start? I accept it or not? This question didn't come to the Mechas Chinuch. It's a theoretical question, which he wants to bring out the point, how do I view a person who becomes a gudel by virtue of the actual ideas that he's going to say now? Can I accept it or not? But in Yerushalayim, it's rare to find theoretical questions. In Yerushalayim, they are very, they use limited words to bring up what they want to say. They never marich. Why should Abu Dam, who knew very well that according to our Kviyas Aliyach, ever since Hillel, the third Hillel, the times of Abai Beruva, when we have Aliyach, and that it can never fall on Shabbos, what is the purpose? What is the point of saying, if it would have fallen on Shabbos, I would have fasted? So, Hamdash Nagaya. It is not common at all to find among the Rishonim such theoretical discussions which are not practical at all. So, I want to say that Be'etzem, we can find in Aloha, practically, Nagaya to us today, there are, in, strictly speaking, in Aloha, potentially four Nafkaminis, maybe more, we'll see with Erech Aguda, which have ramifications that if I pass like that Abu Dam, it matters today, to the way we today, so to yesterday and today, to the way we practice a certain type of Bezmanayim. The first thing is brought in a Sefer Teres Chaim, the son of the Machmir Chaim, with the Talmud Chassam Sofer, Reb Chaim Sofer, Uva Minkach, and he says that he asked this question, this is in the Gaila Masse, in a Zot Agus HaChidish, that Abu Dam wants to argue it's like Yom Kippur, and therefore, Me'ikir Adin, a certain type of the Usir in the other Inim, like Yom Kippur. So this, we'll come to that in a second. And he says, he even heard from his father, the Machmir Chaim himself, who was more Machmir than Yisrael B'Tabit than anything else, Sof Yomav, he couldn't fast any other Tanis, but he would fast Yisrael B'Tabit because in the Dargum of the Chim is like Yom Kippur. So it's not just a question of fasting on Shabbos, it's fasting on Shabbos as a simon, which is Megala to us, that it's a Tanis of a different type altogether. That's interesting. Good Mishnah B'Rim himself brings down that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir in the Tanaisim on the other Yonim as well. He said not Ilas HaSandal because they look like a joke, but other things, yes. Number then, Meshabir himself brings that his Makor is the Ali Rabbe, and the Ali Rabbe, it has now been found that it's a Tuus HaTfis. The Makkos left out a few lines and two parts became amalgamated, but in reality, the Ali Rabbe is not saying this. He's not trying to be Madame the other Tanaisim, the Tisha B'Av, for the other Inim Bechlal. But regardless of this Mishnah B'Rida, I only mentioned to say that it's not no connection to that. The Teres Chaim argues that this is what Abu Dam is trying to tell us, that what's unique about Asura B'Tavis is that you'd fast on Shabbos, and therefore, Nagai Lamasa today, Asura B'Tavis today, do not listen to music, and do not wash, and do not bathe, because this is like Yom Kippur. So this is one Chiddush, which is Nagai Lamasa to us. Nachan of Kamin is this. The Shechanur Chassim Tuvkiv Samachvov says, that on 90, you can only say if in the minyan there are 10 people which are fasting today. So if today by mincha, in this minyan there's going to be 6 people which fast and 4 people which aren't fasting for legitimate reasons, nevertheless, on 90 you cannot say. Now, What's the guy to Kriyas
HaTorah?
Yochid can say for himself, but the Yochid is not going to say. Now, the question is, what happens with Kriyas Vayechal? In that very same minion, do you line Vayechal or not? And this is a Machlokes HaPaskim. And the Sevurah for them is, what is Mechayev the Kriyas HaTorah? Is it Mechayev the Tanis or the Yoim? So obviously, everybody's moide that Yom Kippur is Mechayev the Yoim. If you had a minion of 10 people who are not fasting Yom Kippur because they can't, then they're nish gezint, you still fast, you still line, because like a line is Shashunda, like a line Shvi, the Yom Tov is Mechayev the Kriya. But what happens on Asuna B'Tayvus? What happens on Shabbos B'Tamvus? What happens on Tisha B'Av? What is Mechayev the Kriya? The Yoim is Mechayev the Kriya, only related to the Tanis or the Tanis? If it's the Tanis, you have to have 10 people which are misunderstood. If it's the Yoim, it doesn't matter. 10 people, even people that don't fast at all, none of them, you're still lying.
Well, why should it be the Tanis?
Why should it be the Tanis? Because who tenech all the other Kriyas, you can argue. So it says in the Torah, there's a carbon of this particular day. So therefore, if you line the Me'en HaMe'oyer of that Parsha, even in Yom Kippur, you line that it says, if Usa L'Chodesh, Mashiach and the Tanis, there's no mention of it in the Torah at all. There's a Tikkun Chachamim to say that you should line on that day. Well, what were they Mesakin for? For this fast? And I'll prove it to you by way of example. When we have a Nitche on Tisha B'Av, or Shavuos B'Tamis, do we line the Kriya of the Tanis on Shavuos B'Tamis Shachol B'Shabbos, or we push it off to the Sunday? Clearly, it seems to indicate, and this will be my proof in a minute, that it's not so much the day, it's the Tanis, the fact that we're fasting altogether now. And the same goes for the Tanis of Tzom Gedalia and so on, which is always dependent upon the point when we're actually fasting. Or you can argue, no, when I'm in Dorchid, actually the day, so to speak, moves ahead, but it's still the day. And the Paskim go back and forth on this, and the Chassam Sofer himself writes very interestingly that he himself one Tisha B'Av had to eat. And he thought to himself, now hold on a minute, I'm going to Mincha Teshuva, they're always mechaber me with an aliyah, and I'm going to tell them, okay guys, I'm not fasting today, please don't give me the aliyah, or I can be in the Torah. And he talks about this in his marich, and his maskuna seems to be that it's the yom which is mechayev, and if he too can be oil on that day because he's mechayev from the Kriya. So I think one can say...
Even at Mincha?
What?
Even at Mincha?
So he says, he talks about Mincha too, yeah.
Because Mincha is only because of
But nevertheless, it says the chiyuv of that tanis comes from the day. It's very interesting. The differentiation you make is very correct. It says the yom shen chayiv solution. It's a yom shen chayiv b'kriya. Yes, you're right that the reason is because of the tzayim, but it's a yom chayiv b'kriya. And if without being marach too much, it falls also into the same question which the latter pasuk talk about. Benetz Yisrael, can it be only yotze his chiyuv aliyah in our shmini atzeres? In the meaning of an achistluit, because it's a yom that he's mechir b'kriya, even though the kriya is not related to him at all. Nevertheless, he's a yom mechir b'kriya. So, I think we can say the following: even if for the other tanaisim there may be a chiddush, some pasuk will take on it's because of the tanis. Nevertheless, this is the chiddush of the Abba Jam. The asurim b'tayvus, it's the yom. It is that day is the day. It's not a question of a tanis or not, because zeitzach he says you couldn't even move that day. And therefore, in that instance, clearly the Chiyuv Kriya comes from the day itself. And even if I would argue in other Tanaisim, indeed, by virtue of the fact that it can be Nitcha, that the Chiyuv of the Kriya comes from the Tanis, in Asura B'Tayvus, it clearly must come from the day itself. And therefore, even if other Tanaisim, somebody who's not fasting, cannot be Oyla, or there cannot be a Kriya Zvayichal without 10 people, Asura B'Tayvus should be different according to Kulit Abudzan. Third Nafkamin. So, there's a Shal in the Paskim. Whether the night before Asura B'Tayvus, whether or all the Tanaisim for that matter, whether you can have Nisun, whether you can marry or not. There's a famous Chivin Ibis Moshe, Chalek Aleph Nisim, Kif Sam Ches, where somebody asked him, Mikn Chasan, the night before Yidayim B'Tamas, Shabbos B'Tamas, and he says that Evel is Asin, Asakit Mishadam B'Tach, you can't because it starts at night as well. Now, do let us take it in the Kiddim, because in Mechab Nisim, Tuv Kif Sam Chai, the Mechab brings that you say Anayni all tefillahs. So for instance, last night, one should have said Anayni b'mariv. And the Shemini explains that Be'etzin, the Tanis starts at night as well. It's just that you're not mechiv without eating at night. Or the Tanis starts at night. It has certain ramifications. And the Biskrum says, this is the hesb why when a person wasn't masne, if he goes to sleep, he cannot eat in the morning even before the alas. The chayr, why not? There's no chiv achile. The Teretz says, no. The Tanis started at night already. Novas then. You can eat in the evening, but if you went to sleep without it tonight, once you wake up, so the kashan is esmir. And that's the reason, says Viskeruv, why when you become a tannis, a personal tannis, you have to become a tannis by mincha. Why by mincha? Why can't I say by mariv? I'm still a machiva the tannis. No, the tannis will always start at night. And therefore, now the kashan is Viskeruv mitachasanim. There's a lechoyle beferish of Toisvis. Toisvis says, Toisvis gives an example in, where is it? I think in Ireland, if I'm not mistaken, where there was a chippah on a surah b'taybis. But the Paschim say that can be better. You can have a chuppah in the afternoon of a surah b'taybis, as long as the wedding is at night afterwards. But Sha'an kind of wedding in the night before, and there's more chumr because you're having the dancing and the singing during the night. And it's Paschim lekan lekan. So, it could well be that it could, and now we'll say this in two ways. Mamash minayibai. One mahalach we can say that the Abin Jam, being that he holds that the Surah B'taivis is such a Yom Chumr that the day is mamash Yom Tanis like Yom Kippur, so Avadan about the night should be Usir, because even if in other Tanaisim you could say that it's not so Chumr the night beforehand, Surah B'taivis is Chumr. Or we can say Pin Faket, based on what? There are Samayach, when he brings down the Abin Jam in Tanis, he says, L'chore de Kasha, how can you fast on Shabbos? He says like this, the Mabit says in Kiryas Sefer that Menatoyle Etanis is a 24-hour event. You have to fast 24 hours, and therefore, if you only fast a part of the Shkatanis Menatoyle, if on Shabbos the Ikachiv is not to fast the entire day. If you eat at night and in the morning you fast, Nishgefelech, and that's one of the Hetayim says the Mabit of Etanis Chulim, because Etanis Chulim by its very nature will always only start in the morning. So if a person had a bad dream on the Friday night, on the Shabbos at night, in the morning you can fast. Zukt this or Samayach, therefore, Sishka Kashe, because Abu Dam would say that Friday night you come to Shul and you die. You go home, you have a seder. And in the morning you fast, like every Asura B'taivis. And that's how it's not as dear to Shabbos, because you ate at night. Wunderbar. So according to this, we would argue Fakert, because there Samayach seems to be saying, why he says, because it says, it's the day. That the Abu Dam Avada is a chimer, but it's a chimer which lies in it, something that this Tanis, more than any of the Tanis, in the evening, there's no problem at all. And therefore, perhaps, according to Rabbi Dam, Faket, if any of the Tanis you cannot make a chasan at night, maybe yes, maybe not. But as soon as the certainly you can, because the Tanis only starts by day, because it says, Be'etzam Yemazel, attack you before on Shabbos, would have eaten Friday night, and only in the morning would have fasted as part of the Surah B'Tavis, less so than any other Tanis.
You could do that on your time with Tanis as well, for instance. If you fell on Shabbos, you're fasting half of the
night. Right, but this is the nikkud that Shavuos b'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av, even Shavuos b'Tamuz is a better example. To use your example, there, but the Tanis starts at night as well. Potentially, you can eat, but all the lechiv it starts at night, and that in itself is the mystery to Shabbos. The fact that be'etzem you need to be saying anayni, and the fact that you're in a Tanis, but as soon as b'Tamuz, because it says be'etzem ayam azeh is mechadesh dar semayach, it's to do with the yom. When it's the morning of the Allah, that's when it starts prior to that. There's nothing going on. So Daik, this is the moment you can become a Shabbos. It's in a certain sense, it's more kal. And because it's more kal, it's not to Shabbos. The other Tanaisim, you can't. The fourth enough come in. So there's the Shalom, the Paschim, and Shiva's Vayish, Shiva's Vayiches. What happens? A Chasid Shaminyan. As soon as B'Tavis falls Erev Shabbos, the Yom Shlep says to come to the Bismedrish, it's already after Shkia now. Can you now, after Shkia, which is Shabbos Ba'itzah, by Asura B'Tavis, can you lie by Echal or not? Mitzad Echad, it's Asura B'Tavis, Mitzad Shaini, we're in Shabbos already now. And he's noted that yes. And one of the reasons, Dabu Jam. Because inasmuch as Abu Dam says that you can fast on Shabbos itself, and Echanam cannot be chal to us, but nevertheless, how can you say that you, when it falls on Erev Shabbos, can you not then line Vayichal and say Anani Bamilch when it's on Shabbos? Because this would have been when it falls on Shabbos Chal Chile. So there's the fourth Nafkamin according to Abu Dam, giving us the leeway that even if you daven Mincha very late on Erev Shabbos, when Asur Tavis falls on Erev Shabbos, nevertheless, you can still line Vayichal and say Anani. Which of course puts us down to the fifth Nafkamin. Namely, that there isn't the kid of Erev Shabbos, because the Kaidiyot is a machlokes Rishonim. That the Matcha brings on Arivin, that the Rabbi Yitzchok, the Baal HaTosfos, the Riz, the Usu Masse, as soon as the time of Shecholi is by Erev Shabbos, he wasn't mashlim the Tanis. And when this is a common occurrence, when it falls Erev Shabbos, he fasted close to Shabbos, but then he ate something. And the machlokes Rishonim is this. Rabbi Neburich, Rabbi Yitzchok, and Rabbi Malotemberg, they hold like the Matcha that you don't fast. Toysh Shan says that it was Ani Mashlan that you do fast. Lekan, lekan. That, but the Abu Dram clearly withhold Misani Mashlim. Because as we said with the guy to the Dami Vayichal later on, if I hold that I can fast on Shabbos, certainly I can fast into Shabbos. And therefore the fact that we, all of us, the Pesach HaMakim and Klal Yisrael is, that Asur B'Tavis, we fast straight into Shabbos, is also partly based on the Chiddush of the Abu Dram, and this is the fifth of Kivin El Alochi, that the fact that we fast on Shabbos lets us at the very least, at least fast until Shabbos. So now we come to our fifth Mahalach, which this is B'derech HaGudu, we'll be signed with this with Abish Yisrael. B'Emes Taka, why is Asur B'Tavis so much more common? Why is it Taka so Azoshle? So Yerushalayim, he says, because the Hatchul is always worse. You know, when something is towards the end, the Taka Tisha B'Av is Geferlich, but there's not much to be done at that point. It all started the Asur B'Tavis. That started this whole cycle of Asur B'Tavis, Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av, and some Gedalia. It all started there. Azazukter. And he says, the Chiddush, that the Yid of the Chiddush in every quarter, Yiddish a quarter, is sometimes is good, bad, good, bad. So Yid Tisha is Yom Kippur, a wonderful day. Next quarter, Yid Taivis is a very bad day. The next one, Yid Nisan is a very good day. That's when the original Shabbos HaGudu was, the 10th day of Nisan. The Torah says, the Kasha, why we don't make it always on a certain Nisan? The next one after that is Yid Tamas, which is the Chorban Abayis, the first Chorban Abayis, the first Biki of Eir happened, not Shabbos HaTamas, but Yid Tamas. And then finally, the last one, you go back to, of course, is again Yid Tisha. Over the Chosef Azamoyedik and Nekidit, he says, there's a fundamental difference between Tisha B'Av and Asur B'Tavis. Asur B'Tavis, he says, I'll read you his Lushan, Chazal said, Kol Dorsh Levis Levidish B'Yumov, K'nelech B'Yumov. He says, every year when it comes to Asur B'Tavis, when the whole story started, Bez Mekinu Gzardin, whether we should have a Charban this year or not. It's all dependent on this day today. Tisha B'Av is backwards looking. That's we're crying for the past. Asur B'Tavis, today we're crying not for the past, but for the future. We're davening that the cycle of the Chorban should not start this year. We should be zeichet to the binyan. And for the future, you always fast on Shabbos. Because the most a person has a yurtzot on Shabbos, you don't fast. But a person has a tanis chalayim, you do fast. Why? Because tanis chalayim, you're fasting, something bad shouldn't happen to you in the future. And therefore, Asur B'Tavis is a tanis for the future. Which leads me to the final kiddush. Be'etzim, if you look at the Lushan HaPusik, you see, we mentioned when we started, Koyim Hashem Tzavukos, Tzayim Revi, Tzayim Chavishim, Tzayim Hashvi, Tzayim Asiri, Yid HaBayis, Yid HaLusus, V'Simuch HaLamadim, Toivim V'Emes V'Shulim Muhavi. It doesn't say Yihu, it says Yiyeh. Why does it not say Yihu? Because we're talking about 4 days. Revi, Chavishim, Shvi, and Asiri. Moshat Nesur V'Akdashim, everything which is particularly bad can be particularly good as well. Asur B'Tav is because of the fact that it's such a Yom Chumir, that it's the start where all the Pirunia started, and it's a day which everything in Yom is done with Chudash, and you can even fast on Shabbos for it. Dafka because of that, in the reverse, yeah, the Tzoyim Wasiri, yeah, the Vaisiri, the Sushi, the Adam Toivim. More than the other 3 days, that will become a tremendous day. So therefore, what Abidam is telling us, not so much the Masa, of course you cannot fast on Shabbos, but we remember the potential of the day. This is a day which on the one hand is so chumri you can fast on Shabbos, but on the other hand, this is the one which the Nuvim singles out in the singular. The Tzoyim was seen here, Levaisihidu, Lesusu, Lesimuch, Lema'adam, Tovim. And like every day we know, whenever there's a Zman Pekide, Shnas Tach was supposed to be a Zman Pekide, so it went in the other direction. The Malbim brings down that Tuflash, Ayin Dalog, Zman Pekide, the first world started. Whenever there's something very good or very bad, we know the potential is there. So it's a reminder to us to remember that it's in our hands today to daven, whether Chodil V'chaz, the cycle of the Charban starts again, or we bring about that this year with Niskan, the Nevi of Zechariah, it will be a Susa, the Simcha, the Ma'adim, Toivim, more than any other fast. B'shlaim is the Simcha, Be'ez Hashem is Burach.